Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and today I'm so excited because today is the official launch of my new book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. So I'm so excited to talk about my new book. That's what I'm going to do during the show, so feel free to call in, because I decided to give away a copy of my book to the three lucky callers. So the first three people calling in, so stay tuned, will get a copy of my new book. Now, today I want to tell you that my book is available at Amazon for 99 cents. I cannot believe this price. So if you go to Amazon.com and type in the words Committed by Carmen Hara, or just type Carmen Hara, my new book will appear. So make sure that you get this book for 99 cents, because tomorrow the price will definitely change to $9. So why not get this book for as a gift? No. So I want to tell you that I wrote this book with my daughter, Alexandra, who graduated Hofstra University in creative writing. So she's a professional writer. And she works with me for more than 12 years. And we, working together, we started to notice something interesting. Meeting people, you know, and hearing the same type of problems over and over again. So the moment I had a patient talking about their problem, I already knew, you know, what's going to happen, because the same type of behavior applied in different relationship to different people. So I saw the repetition of the same pattern. So me and my daughter, we began to take notes on so many stories we were told and try to pinpoint the common thread among people. So we tried to separate different personality type, and we had learned about establishing different distinctive archetypes. Some archetypes, you know, match better than others, but we saw that an archetype has a specific strength and weaknesses and different commitment capacity. So what's fascinating about the archetypes is that they come in a way, you know, inherited through the genes, but they also partially shape through life experiences. So you can imagine how important it is to become conscious of the archetype driving your behavior. So in this way, you can shed the limitation of your particular archetype and become actually the best version of you. So if both partners are willing to do that, then they will share a wonderful and complementary relationship. But more often than not, people don't want to confront their inner limitation or their psychological blocks. So we've all struggled in love, but if you tune in tonight, it means that you're ready to end up a cycle of disappointment, and you want in your heart to foster a truly fulfilling relationship. And you're all calling me about relationship. Majority of the time I'm hearing story that, you know, you have to go through a divorce, that you struggle with your partner, that he is cheating on you, he's betraying you, he's lying, and all those things, you know. So then I said, you know, commitment is actually inseparable from a successful relationship. People think, oh, it doesn't matter, commitment will come later. Let's enter a relationship and this is going to happen. But reality is that if a relationship doesn't have commitment from the beginning, that relationship runs the risk of collapsing fairly quickly. I've seen this so many times, because commitment is actually the glue that binds two people together through thick and thin. So that's why I said, let me come up with this title, because it's something that almost everybody struggles with. But no two people hold the same beliefs about commitment. So from a young age, we are conditioned towards a certain notion of commitment. We first learn about this concept from our parents, from family members. And so this is kind of the starting point of our journey in love. The reason no two people hold identical ideas about commitment is because no two people grew up in the same circumstances. Some people grew up in homes in which both parents were perfectly in harmony and in content with each other. Other people grew up in homes in which there was a lot of shouting, fights, betrayal. So some people grew up in the absence of one of their parents. So what we experience as children affects us more than we can imagine. Like Freud used to say, when you study psychology, go back to your childhood.
So everybody, please forgive me. I'm in Florida, terrible weather. All of a sudden, I'm in the dark. The power went out. No power, no light, no electricity. I'm actually in the dark, so I'm talking to you, you know, from the place where I always do the show, but I cannot see anything. That's okay. I know what I'm talking about. This is my book. So I was telling you a little bit about the archetype, and I'm going to try to get your calls. I don't actually know exactly who's calling me, but I'll figure it out. I remember there was Julia from Romania. There was Patty from Queens. There was Lelani and probably other people calling in. The rest, I don't know who you really are. And I'm really sorry, but this is Florida at this time of the year with all these thunderstorms and everything. So I have no internet, but that's okay. So my book is about, as I said, figuring out the archetypes. Now, the word archetypes come from the Greek archein, which means original. Typo means pattern. So an archetype is an original pattern. So in psychology, it's a pattern of thought present in human mind. So the first concept of archetype goes back to Plato, when he developed the theory of forms. And his argument being was that all forms, all things on earth, drew their origin from perfect forms in the realm of ideas. So according to his theory, the patterns we perceive in our world are a representation of a perfect pattern on some higher plane of existence. Now, Carl Jung was inspired by Plato's form and applied this concept to human psychology. So Jung believed that universal patterns reside within the depth of our consciousness and surface in forms of beliefs, of fears, emotion, wishes, and so on. So we continue to draw on cosmic consciousness, on thinking, believing, and doing the same things that have existed since the dawn of time. So archetypes are within the very root of our nature. We cannot change archetypes. We can only change how we relate to them and how we expand our understanding. Now, the theory of archetypes can be well applied to relationships. The way in which we relate to another person emerge from our subconsciousness. So the subconscious mind is the way, you know, that actually help us relate to a certain person. Now, in my practice, I study to comprehend the personality traits descending from archetypes by analyzing people's behavior, you know. So in the way, you know, they express themselves. I noticed that some people have certain characteristics, and some people, you know, were predisposed through, for instance, introversion or have issues with communication. I also realized that we inherit much of our personality, not fully from, the people who come in our life, but through the experience we solidify when we go through life. So no one is actually born to say an independent. No one actually is addicted to something. No one is a narcissist. But going through life, you know, they develop this. And some of it is rooted, you know, at the level of the genetics. But I believe a person archetype is encoded in their genes, but is not physically apparent. So it continues to develop through his early relationship with his family, and it creates, you know, it becomes clear in his sexuality. So I realized that, a person's relationship with a family during his youth is actually setting the groundwork for his relationship with his sexuality as he enters adulthood. I will go a little bit through the seven archetypes. I also want to take your calls because I know I have so many of you. So let me go before going to the seven archetypes. There are actually eight archetypes: the independent, the workaholic, the narcissist, the free spirit, the hopeless romantic, the wounded warrior, and the introvert. And the eighth one is the well-rounded one, which is the ideal archetype. It doesn't really exist too much out there, but it's that idea that we should all try to become as we break through our mental and emotional barriers. Because as I said, we all have a dominant archetype that dictates much of our personality. We can also have an archetype that influences the way we behave more or less to a lesser degree probably. So, like, for instance, someone can be an independent who displays hints of a narcissist or displays hints of a hopeless romantic, but also acts, sometimes like a wounded warrior. So as I outline in my book, it all depends on the way a person chooses to externalize their personality. So let me go to, I don't know if Julia is still with me. I know she's calling from Europe. Hi, Julia. Are you with me, my love?
Hello, Carmen. Of course I'm here.
I had this power outage in my house, so I'm in the dark, but I can speak with you. So how are you, my love? So trying to talk to you about the book, and if you're not sleeping, you actually can get the book for 99 cents. If you go to Amazon.com.
I already bought it.
You got it for 99 cents. That's the best deal ever. Okay, my love. How can I help you, my beautiful Julia?
First of all, congratulations on the book, and I can tell you that your new dog is really cute. I just love it.
He's a dog.
I would like to ask you something about my sister Maria. She suffered a breast surgery 2 months ago.
Right.
But unfortunately, she lost one nipple. And now she needs a skin graft.
That can be fixed. All of this, can be fixed through some reconstructive, some plastic surgery. That she should make sure that gets healed and resolved.
She suffered a lot, and I don't know. Aww. I try to explain to myself why this happened to her, what went wrong, what wasn't right, but... You know, it's hard to find an answer.
What kind of a surgery was this? What surgery was it?
The breast reduction.
Oh, so she did the breast reduction, and apparently it didn't work well?
Yeah, it didn't work well. The surgeon told her that the skin sort of melted. So a part of the skin is not there anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, the skin looks really bad. It's dark with a lot of scars, you know.
No, I cannot look at that, but I don't think, I mean, I'm not here to judge, but I really believe that the surgeon didn't quite do the right job here.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's I don't think any surgeon wants to be blamed, and always the patient is guilty, you know. But
yeah,
I don't think the job was performed, and I really believe that. But it can, she should let it heal for now, and then I think probably very soon she will be able to correct it again. So she, in a period of time, probably 1 or 2 years, she's going to look perfect again. So tell her that she shouldn't be upset. This is something that can be corrected, and it can be repaired. You know, there are beautiful ways of repairing. Before she does this, contact me before she goes to any other surgeries, because I'll do my research and I'll guide her where to go and how to fix this. It can be fixed, and it can be done in such a way that she will not have to suffer anymore in the future about this.
Yeah, she's already scheduled for the next week to have the graft skin to the same surgeon.
Oh, so
I don't know.
With the same surgeon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hopefully this time the man can... Is he promising her to correct this? Is he giving her hope?
He is. Yeah.
He is.
It is, but
yeah,
I don't know. Looking at the results.
This is going to be healed. This is going to be okay, and she's going to be healed. Yes.
Tell her not to worry.
Not to be upset and to be positive about this. She will be happy. Call me back and let me know on this one, because I really see this being resolved.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carmen.
I love
for
you,
your
my
input
Julia.
Here.
Call
I
me anytime you want. I'm here for you. And send my love and good energy and healing energy to your beautiful sister. All right, my Julia.
Thank
I love you
so
you.
Much.
Bye,
I love you.
Love.
Bye-bye.
Me too. I love you more. I'm going to go to Patty in Queens. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm in the dark here, Patty. We have no light. We have no light. A whole area went to the, in my, where
but
I
the
live
point
here.
Is, you're healthy.
Yes,
the life.
I am. I really am. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't do the show properly because we have no electricity, so no internet, no nothing. So I'm doing the show. I'm improvising on the phone. But Patty, I want to let you know you are one of the people who will receive my book for free. So just give me your address, send me an email at carmenharairewell, and I will send you my new book.
Okay. And it's like I was reluctant to call in today.
You were? Why?
Because I already spoke to you last week, and I have another issue that I wanted to. And I said, no, let me wait. And then. All right, this is the issue. I had COVID back in March. I've been suffering from something called SVT, but I have a fast heart rate. My brother has medicine now has to be on medicine for the rest of his life with that.
What are you taking? Are you taking something for that?
No, because it's not that fast in a sense, but when it comes on and then it goes away either in a few minutes or like no more than 5 hours. And after I had COVID, it got worse, right?
Of course.
But I took Right. I took an echocardiogram. It's fine. I took a 7-day monitor. It's fine. But I have episodes that I could be talking to you, then all of a sudden my heart goes to races. But it's more frequent. And I had a fatty liver back in...
I recommend something, but you have to ask a cardiologist. But I personally recommend for you to take a 25 milligram of atenolol anytime, and that will slow down the rhythm. That's for something like this. It's called atenolol. if you want, I'll send you a text with the name of the medication. The lowest dose, the very low dose, 25 milligrams, that's not going to do anything wrong, but will calm your heart when you have an episode. I will not take it on a regular basis. I will only take it if I have an episode. So I recommend something like this because you cannot live with that racing heart. You know, it's just not okay to leave it for hours. So you need to calm the heart. And if it stays like this for 1 month and or three months or 6 years and you don't have an episode, fine. But you need to have something in case of an episode. So that I call emergency medicine. Yeah.
When I email you, you can email me back and you can give me the name.
What, go to the doctor. You can go to your family doctor because he will know what I'm talking about.
Atenolol.
I will write it down to you. And it's 25 milligrams, the lowest dose. Is a very low dose that there's no danger in taking something at that low dose. But a low dose that is sufficient enough to calm your heart and bring it to the perfect rate when you have an episode. So you're not taking on a daily basis because you don't want to depend on something like this, but it can be extremely helpful when you have an episode.
I was diagnosed with fatty liver back in May of
2017. With what?
Fatty liver.
Ah, yeah.
So,
right.
Okay, so I've been taking care of my health. Ever since COVID, I had a chronic cough. I took Tylenol. I had a fever for 10 days with COVID. I took Tylenol. Right. I never took Tylenol for 10 days in a row. Okay, I'm 58, so when I have my
Tylenol is dangerous if taken too much, yeah.
Right.
And like then I was given medicine.
Right. So, and then I had to take an antibiotic because I had early stages of pneumonia a week later.
Right.
And it's like, and now I'm going to go for abdominal sonogram. And I'm just concerned on Friday I'm going to go. I'm just fearful of the results and I'm trying to calm myself down.
So you're going from abdominal, you do a scan of the abdomen.
Yeah, abdominal sonogram.
For the liver, when you do a scan of the abdomen, they check on your pancreas, on your liver, on your kidneys, on your intestine, and they also see the lungs. So that particular scan offers a very complex view of all the organs. You know, it shows you the adrenal glands. It shows you if the kidneys are okay, if you have stones, it shows you if there's any danger of anything you have to do wrong with your intestines.
I had it done.
Had it done. Okay. Okay.
All
so
right.
That
I know. I'm just fearful of the results and I'm trying to calm myself down.
No, I don't think there's anything to be afraid of. Do you have any major symptoms to be afraid of?
Right. The only thing is I get bloating now. You know, I get bloating, but that's like intestines.
You
so
can't
thinking,
go be bloating and have nothing wrong with your abdomen. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what bloating usually comes from? Indigestion. And there's a great product that I highly recommend that is all natural. And I want you to take that because it's natural. And it's called Maddie's Acid Indigestion Relief. It costs $10 at Amazon. M-A-T-Y-S, acid indigestion relief. M-A-T-Y-S, Maris, acid indigestion relief is $10. It's the best thing ever. You're not going to be bloated anymore. I promise you. It's all natural. It's not a pill. It's something natural that will resolve acidity. Usually bloating comes from a lot of acidity in the stomach. You're eating food that has acidity. What do you eat?
I always have a salad with tomatoes. That's acidity.
Tomatoes can cause that,
right. I have a lot of minestrone with beans. It's a vegetable soup with beans, no pasta. Homemade,
okay,
too.
If you have meat will, it has acidity. You know, if you have something in a soup and there's a little bit of or in the salad, if you put vinegar, that will definitely make.
I'm Italian.
Put vinegar, that's it. That's what the problem is coming from.
Yeah, because I'm Italian. I like balsamic vinegar.
You can be very Italian, but you don't want to be bloated. You don't want to be bloated Italian.
Yeah. Well, but we always buy the balsamic vinegar from Modena. It's a part of it's in Italy, and they make the best.
I know, my love. Io parlo l'italiano molto bene. L'ho imparato quando stato giovane. I speak Italian perfectly. So you're speaking with somebody who feels Italian in a way. So I know everything about part of the world.
And my legal name is not Patty. It's the Italian, because my mother didn't know how to write in English when I was born. It's Patrizia Giovanna. Patrizia
I love you,
is my
Giovanna.
Name. Okay. All right, so you think that's where my blood is, but you don't feel anything really wrong with anything serious?
No, nothing serious, no.
Mm-hmm. Right, but stop being in the vinegar.
Stop the vinegar and eventually the meat and tomatoes for now. Stop them for a period of time, you know, till this goes away, and take what I'm suggesting. You're going to feel a world of a difference. World of a difference.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it is, because I had chronic cough for a month, for about a couple of months, and that could give me acid reflux. So,
of course.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
And acid reflux can also affect the heart. So there are two issues. The atenolol for your heart rate and take this supplement for indigestion, and you will feel a world of a difference. And I tell you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you, my love.
All right. Thank you so much.
I love you.
I will.
Send me your address. I'll send you my book if you want to read it.
Thank God I called. Thank God I called. I was supposed to call.
Okay, you are supposed to call. I love you, Siri. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, my love. I'm going to go to Leilani. I will ask my producer to let me know who else is there. To see if I can somehow access. Leilani.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Congratulations on your book.
Thank you, my love. So
I think I'm the free spirit archetype.
You think you're the free spirit? Yeah, I believe that. You know,
yeah.
I love. I want you to understand that the free spirit is an undecided. You know, the free spirit. Wants to have a relationship, but doesn't want to take it too seriously. So free spirit, they how do you feel about commitment?
It scares me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It makes you feel afraid, you know, to lose your freedom to another person.
Well, and I've been hurt so deeply in the past when committed that And I just want to enjoy life too. I think, you know,
that's what a free spirit wants to do. Wants to be free and enjoy life, you know. And you know what? You're always undecided sometime in what you really want.
Yeah.
You know? You sometimes claim you want a relationship. I don't know if you agree with me. But then when it becomes too serious, you want to run away, you know? Do you feel this way? Like something becomes very close to taking your freedom away, you know, then you don't want it anymore.
Well, I also don't like conflict and I don't like chaos. And I know relationships are not always roses and chocolate, you know, so I like carpe diem. I like to live in the moment, but also I tend to date international men.
Well, you will do anything in your power to bring in somebody who you don't necessarily want him to stay, you know. You bring people in, eventually not only one person, so that brings you the flexibility, you know, to move from one person to another. It's not that you necessarily want to get serious with any of them, you know. Are you dating somebody right now?
No, but I want to, but I'm not, you know, I don't know if I'm in a place to date because I'm not settled.
Right. Now, you usually have to see who's a match for you. So if you give me your address, I'll send you the book because the book goes in depth about, goes in depth about the archetype, but also shows you, okay, if you're a free spirit, this is the archetype you will match. You know, who's okay. your match? I'm giving you an example, like Donald Trump. We all knew he's a narcissist because the world was all about himself. But, you know, a narcissist cannot get along with anybody else than with another narcissist. So I think Melania was the perfect match for him because she's a narcissist too. So two narcissists are perfect for each other. So I'm just giving you this example. So I, when I explain the archetypes, I always want to make sure that somebody understands his own archetype.
I'm Carmen Drop. There you are.
I'm so sorry. This is not my fault. This is crazy what's happening. I've never done a show in the dark with no light. I don't see anything. I don't even know what time is it. I have no idea. That's fine. That's perfect.
It's 4:44 here.
Okay, well, when my producer is going to say stop, I'm going to stop because I have no idea. But anyhow, so
Carmen,
I'll send you the
news.
What?
I'm going about 7 hours north for a 3-week house sitting position in a small town near, I guess it would be like a little bit northeast of San Francisco.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this will give me a chance to kind of ground a little bit and
right.
see what my options are with regard to California. I am concerned about the fall because I think there's going to be another lockdown.
Oh, okay. So, but how's the situation right now over there?
We have to wear masks again.
Again, okay.
Everybody.
Okay.
And
Is this mandatory? Because in Florida, masks
yes.
don't exist anymore. And actually, Florida is the worst of every other. Mm-hmm. If there's somewhere really bad, it's in Florida. But we might not have electricity, but we don't require masks anywhere.
Yeah,
I haven't seen anybody wearing a mask for quite a while here in Florida. And I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. It must be bad because here, you know, we're having such a rate of infection. It's crazy what's going on here. And still, you know, we are living in a state, you know, a Republican state, when there's nothing mandatory. So because people are tired of wearing masks, nobody's wearing them. But when you go on this, how long is it going to be? Like 2-3 weeks you go away?
3 weeks.
2 weeks.
Three, like 20,
3 weeks. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm liking house sitting because then I can see different areas, but if there's a lockdown,
mm-hmm.
that's going to stop because people won't be traveling.
Okay.
But I guess I just need to
check. But is this going to help you generate income?
Well, it helps me because I don't pay for rent or utilities.
Okay.
So, you know.
But what about building your own practice, building your own career?
Yes,
what
I
about
found
that?
A couple centers in California of people that have different healing
mm-hmm.
modalities. One is in
right.
Manhattan Beach, which is south of Los Angeles. Another one's in San Diego. So I'm just trying to feel into that because that's what you mentioned last week.
I think San Diego would be great for you for some reason. That's the one I recommend.
Okay.
Yeah, San Diego is really a place. I remember I used to go a number of times there because I used to work with Hay House, and I had for a number of years my show, my radio show on Hay House, and the Hay House station was in San Diego. And that part of the country, you know, people are so interested in spirituality, interested in this type of work, you know, that you are doing.
Yes.
So I think that you can develop a solid clientele over there. So I suggest San Diego somehow. I know it's expensive to live there, but if you have, you know, if you build your practice, if you build your career, then you will be able to pay all the expenses.
Okay.
So if I want to send you a book, where do I send it, my love?
Well, I'm going to have to figure that out, what the new address is. I'll email your assistant.
Well, I can definitely send it to you later.
Well, I'm excited to read it, actually. I like books in my hand instead of the ebook. I wanted the book in my hand.
Right.
So thank you.
Right. But for me, it's not a problem to send you the book, but I need to know where to send it. That's it.
Okay,
if you have an address, that an address that you will be for the next 3 weeks, like a physical address, then my assistant will send it to you.
Perfect. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Carmen. I'm so happy to know you. I'm grateful, and I love you.
Oh, I love you more, my beautiful. I will have to put your ad. I didn't have time with all of this craziness, but I will have to put your ad in on Facebook and everywhere. I promise you, these days, the moment I calm down in the lunch and I have a little bit of time, I'll do it so I can hopefully bring you some people.
That would be wonderful.
Again, anything in particular you want me to mention, I'll do it with great pleasure. So stay well, my love, and thank you for your love and your support. And if you can tell your friends that today my book is 99 cents on Amazon, you know what I mean? I can get all the support because I would love to get on the best-selling list. So that's why I'm telling all my friends and the people who listen to me on the radio to go to Amazon and you spend 99 cents, you help me get on the best-selling list. You know, I need a lot of people to support the book. But I will send you the paperback or even the hardcover, which one you prefer, to the address that you will send to me. Okay, my love, I'm very, very grateful for everything.
Thank you. Blessings.
Okay, my love, I love you. And as I told you, today is the official launch of my new book, Committed: Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. And I'm going to ask you, have you ever had a relationship problem? You know, unless you're one of your very few people in this world who meet your soulmate in high school and you spend the rest of your life together, if that's not the case, which happens really, what you will learn through life is the struggle that people have in love, you know, and the disappointment that people have in love and how hard it is to foster a fulfilling relationship. And that's why I want to talk about commitment, because it's very hard to achieve commitment. And my book gives you all these secrets that I've learned working 30 years with people, secrets to getting the love you deserve, you know. So all of this is in my book. And as I explained to you, the second part of the book talks about the archetypes. And there are all these different archetypes that I'm talking about, defining their characteristics, their personality. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about, for instance, the workaholic. The workaholic is an archetype that builds his life around his work. He chooses his career before he chooses his significant other, because for him, career is everything. But of course, he wants the best of both worlds. He wants a successful job and a beautiful partner. Okay, my life is back. So that's crazy. Wait, it'll happen. Unbelievable. So this workaholic archetype can be cannot deal with anybody who's too possessive, who holds him back from carrying on his mission. So he needs a partner who's supportive of his career and his responsibility. So she's looking for somebody, you know, to be supportive of him, not to become another liability. So the workaholic would let go of his partner if his partner is not contributing to his growth. So it's very interesting how this archetype works. And I mentioned before the narcissist. The narcissist crossed the boundaries from empowerment to everything and has no humility. So he's always has this selfish inclination, you know, for and he's superficially, very emotionally superficial. So the narcissist has trouble paying attention to his partner or giving his partner what the partner needs, because all the narcissist does, he focuses on himself. But if this characteristic and this tendencies of him are mitigated, the narcissist can actually, can be in a relationship. My opinion is the narcissist can be committed to a narcissist. We spoke about the three spirits, but then there's the hopeless romantic, which is an idealist, somebody who has who's a dreamer, not a doer. He falls in love easily. He throws himself into romances blindly. You know what I mean? He may be more in love with the idea of love than with the person in front of him, because the hopeless romantic idealized love. He's not realistic about the emphasis that relationship brings. So it's just fascinating to study this archetype. Because, and going back to another one, the introvert struggles in love with because of the fear of intimacy, and he's hesitant to release what he feels inside. So consequently, he doesn't know how to communicate, and he can be misinterpreted by his partner in so many ways. So there's a discrepancy between what's known on the outside and what's kept inside, that's unique to the introvert. So to be in a committed relationship, the introvert needs to feel comfortable enough to open himself up to his partner. So you will learn in my book about all these archetypes. And at the end, you're going to learn about the ideal archetype, which is the well-rounded one. It's an archetype that portrays a stable partner. And through this last archetype, you actually understand how a healthy relationship looks and how it feels. So that's the ultimate goal. Then once your partner has performed the work, you'll actually be able to become a well-rounded couple. So I want you to get the book on Amazon for 99 cents today to support my work. But I also want you to call me on the show anytime you want with any kind of a problem that you might have. I'm here for you. If you need me with something, feel free to send me an email at carmenfrairewell with your concerns, with your questions. For everybody today who called, you will receive a copy of my book. Just send me your address. Again, write me at Carmen Harairewell, and I will respond. I'm having a show next week with Glynis McCann, who's the famous numerologist, probably the number one in the world that I know of. There's going to be a crazy show next week with so many people calling in to find out what's in store for them. But meanwhile, I want you to enjoy my new book, Committed, Finding Love Through the Seven Archetypes, and very grateful for all of you listening to On Time Radio. and listening to my show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. Today was a crazy night because I was in the dark majority of the show without no light. Hopefully I was able to define and describe you a little bit the concept of my new book so I can intrigue you and make you be interested in learning much more and finding all the available information that you need to build a good relationship. Whether you're single, whether you're looking for love, whether you're in a committed relationship already, whether you're married, whether you go through a divorce, you know, love is the number one force that can heal us. That's what the world needs. We all need love right now. An ocean of love. So I'm sending you all the love from Florida, near the ocean. I will be with you back on home time next week with Glenys. And meanwhile, thank you for the support of my new book. Thank you for listening to my show. Thank you for listening to Home Time Radio. And God bless you, and I love you. I'm Carmen Jara, and thank you so much for listening tonight.